We've got plenty to get through here on Racing HQ. The Blue Diamond field, repeating it again in the order of entry. Fontaton, Off the Brave, Thurlow, Stoker, Prompt Return, Flamboyant Lass, Sampier, Miss Gidget, Bantam, Claudia Jean, Lake Geneva, Heir Apparent, and Remar. Remar is a two-year-old filly that's only won $8,700 in cash, but it's in the field. They haven't got a capacity lineup. They could have run 16. They've ended up with 15. Chris Simons will take the ride on Remar for David Hayes and Tom Dabernick. The two late entries paid up yesterday were Pride of Dubai. Damien Brown maintains the ride there for Peter and Paul Snowden. And Manhattan Blues at this stage is going to be Nick Hall. I hesitate there with Nick because he's got to get the clearance from doctors after a fall there recently. So that's the latest. It's a field of 15, the barrier draw. You'll hear it on Sky Sports Radio after 11 o'clock this morning. As I say, it's going to be a big day for Queensland trainers, they hope, coming up on Saturday at Warwick Farm. Helen Page is travelling down with the Villiers winner, Rudy, and she joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Andrew.
You'll be looking forward to getting down to Sydney again?
Oh, my word, yes.
Well, I reckon you should after a really decisive win in the Villiers back in December. How's Rudy done since?
Rudy's done well. He's had a let up and been back in work and had a little jump out the other day. He's on his way towards the Doncaster. If he's good enough, he'll be there.
You would have been happy with a Donny Waiter. You've got to get there, obviously, but the 50.5 is where you sit at the moment?
My word.
Gives you a really good chance if you can get into the race on such a limit weight. Now, I mentioned the weather. You've been through everything there in southeast Queensland, and I note that the Gold Coast have been forced to miss a lot of trial sessions because of the recent rain. Has that done anything to Rudy's preparation going into Saturday?
No, Andrew. We're fortunate. We have a good old course proper track that we can use for jump outs and So not for trials, but for jump outs. And so he had a jump out there last week and went very well.
Okay, the report off that via you on Twitter, Helen. You're on Twitter.
My word.
Yeah, you got to get with it, haven't you? Yes. Helen, you put out a sharp tweet saying really happy with things. So it must have been an immediate response to that jump out that Rudy's ready to go.
Yes, he showed speed. I put him in a jump out prior to the recognition stakes because he'd had a month between runs, and he actually led in the jump out over open horses. So I wanted him to have a good clean up. The jump out wasn't a long trip. It was only 600-700 metres. That's all.
Yeah. Taking on the big boys now, this is really what it comes down to. You mentioned the Doncaster, but I guess Rudy's got to prove that he deserves a spot in such a race.
Well, Andrew, the Doncaster's a different kettle of fish to the Villiers, but he's deserved, his run in it if he can, by winning the Villiers. So we now have to get him fit and ready for it. These sort of horses take a couple of runs to come right, and his favourable distances are probably a mile or more, but he has won over these shorter distances, but, not at this level.
So how do you see in there? Is it a slight cautious thought going into the 1,300-metre Liverpool City Cup that he may be looking for a bit more?
No. I've got him trained ready for the short sprint, but I feel that the class of the others may be a little bit brilliant for him over the shorter course, that's all.
Okay.
He'll run well.
No, well, he's a winner, isn't he?
He sure is. And Andrew, what do you think the track will be?
Well, look, I think it won't be too bad. They haven't raced at Warwick Farm for a little while. What we might try and do is get Mark Jones on during the program, the track manager at Warwick Farm, and just get a thought on him for the rest of the week. And I'll come back to you and tweet it, Helen. How about that?
That'd be wonderful.
Beautiful. We're looking forward to seeing Luke Tarrant again.
Yes. Yes, my word. He's excited about going to Sydney. So.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing the Queensland team of Rudy and Luke Tarrant along with Helen Page. Helen, thanks for your time. We'll speak to you later on in the week. Good luck. I hope runs really well on Saturday in the Liverpool City Cup.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Helen. Helen Page there. Another Queenslander that's coming to Sydney on the weekend is Rex Lipp from Toowoomba. Morning to you, Rex.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to these Queenslanders rolling into town on Saturday?
Well, we're used to the New South Wales people coming up here, so we hope we can do justice for Queensland and decent would do well down there.
Exactly. Well, we know how good Tinto can be. What race do you think you're going to line up in on Saturday, given that presented for a couple of races there?
Look, Andrew, I think we'll go to the Guy Walter. I know it's a pretty special race for a lot of New South Wales trainers down there. But I think to the 1400 at Warwick Farms is probably a soft 1400 to my likings, where there's going to be a little bit of pace early, then they'll drop off and sprint home. And look, it's probably more of a pipe opener for Andrew, but she hasn't raced since Magic Million. And she's done very well. She had a bit of time off between and did very well.
Well, she won that Magic Million Stayers Cup. That was the last run on January 10. And since then, you've probably been able to give her a little time off. I remember you telling me a number of times that Tinto's a real good doing type.
Yes, and she went out to Eureka Stud for a week and put on 30-odd kilos for the week. So,
30 kilos in a week?
In a week, yes. It was unbelievable. The weight that she just put on was incredible. She's a great doer, and that's always your biggest worry, going into a race first up with it, because you're just not quite 100% sure just where she is, because she does so well.
Exactly. So her condition then, given that she put on that amount of weight in a week, how is she then for Saturday, the travel down and the race?
Oh, look, Andrew, she's not 100% fit. Well, I don't expect her to be, but she'll race very well. Just could be knocking on the door at the 50 out.
Yep.
But if there happens to be good speed and they sprint home, she'll be coming home. She can peel off the last 600, and I don't care what sort of the state the track is in, but she'll race on good, soft, heavy, doesn't matter.
And she had a little jump out last week that said that, everything's on target for her.
Definitely, it was a very good jump out. She set him up over 9 metres, some other flying horses, and she set him up 7 or 8 lengths coming to the turn and in a track in Toowoomba, and she just blew him apart. So, no, she's on track.
What's the ultimate goal?
I would love to win the Coolmore.
Yep.
And after that, if she races well in the Coolmore, we might go to the Queen of the Turf. I think it's probably more of a sensible race for her than going to the Doncaster. It's going to be a very hot field, the Doncaster, so I think we'll probably stick with the fillies and mares races at this stage, Andrew.
We know how good she can be, though, so, I know she's got to take the step and meet some quality fillies and mares, but, gee, I reckon we can't underrate her talent as well.
Well, Andrew, every goal I've set her, we've been fortunate enough to win it. So, we were set up for the Oaks, we won it. We set up for the Magic Million Stayers Cup, we won it. And a couple of other, and a first start, we set up for that race at the Gold Coast, $100,000 race, and she won it first start in a race and blew them apart in it. So every time we've set her up for something, we're not a punting stable, but every time we're sort of set for a mission, she's been able to do it for us and do it very comfortably.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Tim Bell, I guess, is staying. You won't get him off.
No, it's a bit hard to get Tinkerbell off.
Yes.
So he's named up here.
Yep.
By the owners and that, they call him Tinkerbell. But he's ridden very well all the races are in, so it's a bit hard to take her off.
Exactly. All right, so we see Tinto in the Guy Walter there at Warwick Farm on Saturday. Thanks a lot, Rex. Safe travelling down, mate.
No worries. Thank you, Andrew.
Rex Lipp joining us there. Plenty of notes this morning outside the interviews that we're talking to. I spoke with Rod Northam out at Scone. Odyssey Moon, the two-year-old, has done extremely well since the English Premier race and will line up on the weekend. Ty England stays on. Voodoo Lad may have been beaten yesterday, but carrying the 60.5, got left in front of Fairway. The turnaround into the country championship heat at Tamworth in a couple of weeks gets a 4.5 kilo turnaround. Rod Northam is feeling with Voodoo Lad, so that's a real good positive there with Voodoo Lad. Big money, Maya Mirror doing well as well out at Scone for Rod Northam. Helen Page wondered how Warwick Farm would be for Saturday. Let's get the latest from Mark Jones, the track manager there. Morning to you, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
I know we're Tuesday, mate, but I've got trainers on air asking me, how are things out there?
Yeah, look, it's all going quite well, actually. We had some rain over the weekend. We've had 9.5 mils since Friday, which I guess, you know, the forecast is today 70% chance of showers, but looking at the radar, there's not much about. And each day the showers are forecasted, but the percentage is quite low. So all going well, we won't get any more rain. And if that's the case, we should have a nice track for Saturday.
So when was the last time we raced at Warwick Farm?
Well, it has been a few weeks. It was the about 3 weeks ago we raced.
Okay.
It's nice to have a little bit of a break leading up to this meeting.
All right. So at the moment, what would it be rated, Mark, if you were doing it today?
Yeah, look, I reckon it would be a slow six today with that bit of rain over the weekend.
Yep.
You know, got a beautiful cushion of grass. The track feels nice. And, you know, they're talking about 33 degrees on Saturday. So it's nice to have a bit of moisture in the track early in the week.
Understand. All right, we'll keep an eye on that through the week. I'll be tweeting that because there's a couple of trainers out there, including Helen Page, that are after where it sits at the moment. Mark, we'll stay in contact during the week for Warwick Farm's biggest week of racing, the Group 1 Chipping Norton on Saturday.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to, you know, this meeting. It's, you know, it's our best meeting by far, and obviously with the Guy Walter stakes, you know, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it will be. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Jones, track manager there at Warwick Farm. So that's the latest. Soft six it would be today leading into Saturday. Well, there was a bad fall last Saturday at Wodonga, down on the border of Albury-Wodonga, that involved three jockeys, Lily Coombe, Brooke Sweeney and Rebecca Prest. John Davidson is the chief steward down in the Southern Districts, and he's got an update for us on Lily Coombe in particular. Morning to you, John. John, thanks for your time. Got some information last night from Morris Logue via you about Lily Coombe. Can you bring us up to date on how she's travelling?
Yeah, well, there's no update, Andrew. Brett Kavanagh, Lily's master, called me last night just to inform me that they had found some fluid on or near the liver, and I'm undergoing further tests today to find out if it requires surgery.
Okay. That sounds, you know, not real good to me because I've never had it. Is it regarded as serious, or do the doctors feel that they can treat her and she'll be comfortable?
Well, it'll just depend on the test, I believe, Andrew. I'm not a doctor neither, but, yeah, it just depends on what the tests find this morning. And I spoke to Phil Sweeney, and the hopeful that Brooke will be released from hospital this morning.
Okay, well, that's good news. I know Rebecca rode on, was it Sunday?
Sunday at Canberra, yes.
Yeah. Watching the fall live on Sky One on Saturday, you just held your breath because there wasn't a lot of movement as it happened. But I think most jockeys these days have the tendency of, John, of lying there initially early just to make sure that they feel okay.
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. Obviously, that's a Racing Victoria meeting, so I didn't seem to fall alive, but that tends to happen a lot.
All right, so we'll wait and see for further updates through the day on Lily Coombe, undergoing further tests after they found a little bit of fluid near her liver. So our thoughts are with Lily and her family and Brett and the gang down there at Albury. I hope everything works out okay.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, John. Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks, John. John Davidson, who is the chief steward down in the Southern Districts, down Wagga and Albury way, and let's hope that Lily Coombe is okay after finding some fluid near her liver earlier on today. We'll take a brief break, and then we're back. We're still looking at some key trainers. I want to talk to John Sargent about this horse from Scone, Gust of Wind.
Sky Sports Radio takes you carnival racing this Saturday at Warwick Farm. The Wait for Age Chipping Norton takes centre stage, with the winner booking a berth in the Doncaster Mile.
Boban takes the lead from It's a Done Deal. Boban third up, comes away, it's a good horse.
The Sweet Embrace and Skyline Stakes are also guaranteed to be sizzling affairs. Throughout the Sydney autumn, stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
This station endorses the Commercial Radio Codes of Practice, which have been registered by the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The codes relate to taste and decency, accuracy and fairness in news and current affairs and advertising. Copies of the codes are available from Commercial Radio Australia. If you feel a code of practice has been breached, your complaint should be made in writing and directed to the manager, Sky Sports Radio, GPO Box 4168, Sydney 2001.
The annual Big Sports Lunch is an absolute must for sport and racing fans. Tickets are selling fast for this year's function, so don't miss out. Join TK and Slats along with a host of your sporting favourites for 2015's event. It's on Friday, April 10 in the Big Top at Sydney's Luna Park. Tickets are $155 per person, which includes a two-course lunch and drinks. So grab your workmates or some friends and book a table. But be quick, call 9033 7534. That's 9033 7534.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio.
Another one that we're looking forward to seeing at Warwick Farm on Saturday is Arabian Gold, back for David Van Dyke in the Guy Walter, I presume. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Is she going to be back on the weekend?
She is, yes. We're looking forward to her first up run. She ran so well first up last prep and looking for a similar performance.
Is she in similar feel, the way she's shaped and all that sort of stuff going into it then?
Yes, she is. She's had about probably a bit more work than she had going into that the Golden Pendant. In saying that, she's a bigger, stronger mare now than what she was back then, so she needed a bit more work.
Given the trials that we've seen and I presume her gallops, I mean, she's such an exciting type going into this autumn, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's got such a high cruising speed. She can just track up behind her opposition and it almost looks effortless until she actually lets down over the concluding stages.
Yeah. Kieran McAvoy rides?
Yes, he rode her very well in her latest trial, which he won, and then he came out this morning and galloped her, and he was very happy with her.
I was just going to say, I mean, I know Blake's been there of late, but we know Blake's staying with First Seal for the prep, but has Kieran been able to give you some advice just in regard to the trial to now this morning, how she has improved?
Look, he was very happy with her work. We didn't muck around. She had a good solid gallop on the outside of the course proper. He felt she'd improved since her trial, but that was to be expected. And I think she's certainly fit enough to win on Saturday.
Okay. As Rex Lipp said earlier in the show with Tinto, I mean, it's a race that we shouldn't be racing for the Guy Walter Stakes, but there's so many people who would love to win it. I think everyone in the race would love to win the inaugural Guy Walter Stakes.
My word. Look, Guy has been a big influence on my training. I used to sit in the stand and watch his horses work, and I'd clock them, and I he was such a master. And a lot of the training methods I've used with Arabian Gold have been off the back of what I've seen Guy doing with some of his mare, in particular Streamer, and also Appearance.
Yep.
And, so he's been a big influence to me and, being a fellow Warwick Farm trainer as he was, and I was sort of the new kid on the block when Guy, you know, was winning all those Group 1 races a few years ago and up until recently. So, you know, it'd mean a lot to me to win this race on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, no, I can hear it in your voice. Mate, just briefly before I let you go, Bound for Earth, I noted trial pretty good yesterday.
Yes, it was good to see her back. Last preparation, she didn't really come up. And since she came back in from a break, she didn't go in foal when she went to stud. And since she's been back, she's actually had a bit of a spring in her step this prep, and she is lazy. And to see her want to do it yesterday, she wanted to keep picking up. She wanted to get to the line. It was a bound for earth that we didn't quite see last preparation. Mm. So I'm quite optimistic about her this time in. She'll go to another trial, and then she'll go to the birthday card, which is on Golden Slipper Day, 1200 metre Group 3 race.
Well, let's hope you can get her back, and maybe that breakaway may have just helped to get that spring in the step, as you say. She's a nice type, bound for earth there for the boys out at Sedgenhoe.
Yes, it's always great to get a winner for Kevin and Billy. They're terrific people, and they've certainly supported me.
We'll talk to you later in the week as we look forward to Warwick Farm with Arabian Gold in the Guy Walter. Thanks for your time, Dave.
Very good. Thanks, Andrew.
David Van Dyke. John Sargent is joining us now out at Randwick. Morning to you. Everything good at home, John?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just out of the rain here a bit, Andrew.
But oh, really?
That everything's great.
Yeah, it's very overcast in Sydney this morning. I wanted to get an update on this horse that we saw yesterday, and I urge people that may not have seen it to go to a webpage and have a look at it. Gust of Wind, I'm talking about. Formerly with David Hayes and Tom Dabernick down in Victoria. I'm not too sure how long you've had Gust of Wind, but it was an extraordinary performance yesterday, John.
Yeah, I've had him this season, actually. David and myself trained for an owner in Hong Kong called Oliver Wong,
yep.
And he's got Starfish, and I've got Thunder Lady. You know, we share them about, and I've had it this season. I had one run for David last season, and fourth or fifth, I think, in a sprint. But mate, he's just gone. She's gone round and just had two trials and hasn't shown a lot, but it showed a lot yesterday.
Extraordinary. Jay Ford rode yesterday, and mate, at the 1,000 meter mark, she was four lengths from the second last horse, and she was at a similar position around the bend. I mean, how did you sense the finish from her at the home turn? What were you expecting?
I was expecting to be called in by the stewards and asked to retrial her the way she was going. He halfway told me that he thought she was trying to buck when they jumped out of the gates, and as you say, she would have been 20, 30 lengths from the leader, let alone the second to last horse. But she powered home the last bit, and out of a Saddler's Wells mare, that's obviously showing the staying coming through, and Darcy Brahma's stay as well. They've done very well in New Zealand. Darcy Brahma's not so well here. So let's hope that it wasn't a one-off, Andrew. Obviously not a strong field.
No.
But, well up and now to probably 1,800 or 2,000, see where we are in the staying ranks.
Well, she's a three-year-old filly, so, you know, some nice races coming up in Sydney.
That's right, and if it's too soon, maybe Adelaide or Queensland. But if we know on that run, you'd think she'll definitely stay further, and I'll just sort of aim her for one of those and pick her up now through the grades, and let's hope it wasn't a one-off, because they don't often, often see them do that at all. It was phenomenal.
Really, as you've explained there, Jay Ford thinking that there may have been something wrong early, that the horse wanted to buck, because he was just hard riding from the start, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'll give Jay's dues. He's great to put on anywhere, let alone in town, in the city. But at those meetings, he doesn't give up. And a lot of riders do, you know. And yep. I think they're not going to be in it. They just sit up and, you know, feel for the poor owners. And he was given, mate, he earned his money there. He told me he gave it some at the 1,000. He gave it another two at the 800 and another two on the turn. And he earned his money, but he responded. Yeah, it was very strong.
Yeah, it was a great performance. Let's hope it can go on. Gust of Wind following that win out at Scone yesterday. How did Thunder Lady Kiramosa, how have they come through?
One very good, the other not good. Thunder Lady came through it from well, and I think it'll need another one, and you won't see the best, as I said to you, until she gets to the Vinery and then the Oaks. Kiramosa, after winning his trial, was in last week. I scratched it. We thought it was a stone bruise. Still sore on Monday yesterday. Put an x-ray through its foot, and it's got a hairline fracture with pedal. So yeah, it's out again, Andrew. So she's out for the autumn, and she'll be boxed for a month, and a yard for a month, and a paddock for a month. So she won't be seen till the spring again. So terrible news for those owners.
It's been
bad luck for them.
It's been a frustration, because we've seen her at her very best, and we know how good she can be. And now you've had that hiccup in, what was it, early spring, that you had to put her out, and now this.
Yeah, and she won the trial, as you say, and a bit of void lightning. It went very well on Saturday. I thought I had her back to her best, and she's up with some of the best stars I've trained. So, yeah, that's the training game or owning game too, Andrew. You're here one day, gone the next, so you've just got to bloody take it and hope that time will fix it, and it will. It's not a tendon or a ligament, and that'll come right, and we'll just have to wait for the spring.
So a hairline fracture to the pedal bone.
Yes, that's right. It was going to come out today anyway. I only found out yesterday. So, yeah, that's what happened there, Andrew. So let's hope the other nice horse in the stables with Nina Rock and Saturday and that, they might, come up trumps.
Has she done well, Nina?
She's done well. And the big thing, Blake Gallup this morning was happy. I still think whatever she does on Saturday, she'll peak for the Cornwall. She's a year older and a bit bigger. But if there's any race that Blake shouldn't want to win, it'd be the Guy Walter. We'll have the jockey on board that'll be trying the most, I bet you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, mate, I'm really disappointed with Kiramosa. Horses come and go, but the good ones you want them to see race, mate. And I hope at some stage we're going to see her back at the high level again. Good luck on Saturday. I hope Nina runs well, and we look forward to seeing Gust of Wind again shortly.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Cheers.
Good on you. John Sargent there. Disappointing news with Kiramosa out of the autumn.